morning, good afternoon. No, it's still, no, it's afternoon, isn't it? I better calm down a little bit. You're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on A Progressive Life. Dr. Feynman, are you on with us?
Don't you hear me chuckling?
All my mistakes. Today is a day of mistakes. I'm sorry.
Life is mistakes, including for, unfortunately, Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about that. Did you hear us?
The last 10 minutes, yes.
Well, that's a question. That'll start us right off the bat. What do you think he should do? What do you think people should say about him? Where do you think we are? One of the things I was trying to say to Scott is, well, you're not guilty until you've been proven guilty, but he pointed out to me, is it worse that what Ted Cruz did when he kind of left town to go to Cancun, I think it was, or is it worse that Cuomo has been accused of inappropriate touching of women?
Well, they are very different issues.
Yes, they are.
I don't support Cuomo, but I still think Cruz is far worse as a human being in any way because he doesn't care about anybody. I think Andrew Cuomo has an annoying personality. I've never been a big fan of him personally, but I think he really does care about his state, and I think he's done as good a job as could be done, even though he did keep some information secret. So, I mean, he's got problems. My gut feeling is he will probably resign soon, and we'll have a woman governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, mm-hmm. who is the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, now, the question that Scott and I were discussing, not that Cruz is a wonderful human being other than the fact that he decided to go to Cancun when everybody else was sitting in
front of him. Lindsey Graham said nobody would be upset if he died.
Well, but his personality is weak at best, but is that one particular action, scooting out of town to avoid the cold and the bad, is that worse than the one particular action where they show Cuomo kind of leaning in to kiss a lady that said she didn't want it?
To me, it's different issues. They're both problematical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think he will have to resign. But honestly, Al Franken, I think, was drummed out of the Senate,
I do
not think there was enough call at that time. And I do blame Kirsten Gillibrand, who I'm surprised has not spoken up yet, since she's a New York senator.
Yeah, I was surprised, too. Yeah,
yeah. But I thought that it was overkill, and I think Al Franken should have been allowed to remain, or at least gone through a whole hearing, but he wasn't. And he's surviving without it. But a lot of politicians have problems with women. You know, it's not the first time. And it's not as if it's just Democrats. There's plenty of Republicans that have this, including our former president, Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
They have to give testimony, and they have to give his DNA about that one case that's up against him by this one woman, E. Jean Carroll. So, I mean, he's gotten away with an awful lot. He just gets away with everything, our former president. But I think Cuomo is in deep trouble right now. Yeah, and I'm not a fan of his. I always liked his father, Mario. I really loved his father. But I've always, over the years, found him grating, annoying. Something about him, he's arrogant. See, his brother, Chris, is very nice. I like Chris Cuomo on CNN. I often used to joke, I wish he was the governor. But Andrew Cuomo, he rubs you wrong. I've never been a fan of his. So when he was talking about running for president at some point, I said, oh, no, please. I just don't see him as the type. I want people that, you know, who come across in a certain way, like a Joe Biden type or a Kamala Harris type. There aren't too many of them, I'll be honest, but I could not see Cuomo going to higher office. And now, of course, forget it. It won't happen.
Well, I am trying to look up the young lady's name that I was going
Kathy Hochul?
No, the Ohio lady that I ran for office at the same time she did. I'm terrible with names anymore. Young lady, and she... Rachel Crooks. She,
what a name, Crooks?
Well, she claimed, and she and I talked, I don't know, maybe a half an hour when we were...
Democrat or Republican?
She was a Democrat.
Okay, what a name, though, Crooks.
And she was... she accused Trump of, she's a pretty young lady, and she was standing near an elevator. He got off the elevator, saw her, was smitten by her, apparently.
Smitten by everybody.
And leaned over and gave her a kiss. And she did not ask for the kiss, nor
it's
did
inappropriate,
she.
Yes.
Yeah.
And same with Cuomo with his wedding last year.
Yeah. But he actually planted the kiss on her, kind of, she implied to me, she kind of shoved him away, but he forced himself.
He's known for that. There's always been reports about 25 women, and I like to see something work on that. So that's the one thing that when a Democrat gets accused, there's much more news coverage about it than when a Republican somehow. It just seems like a double standard.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not defending Cuomo.
Well, no, and he, like I said on the air earlier, he is innocent until proven guilty, but it's probably a lot higher problem than the problem that Cruz has just on that one thing. Now, Cruz has a lot of things he can be accused of.
I think I told you, when he was running in 16, at the time I thought he was more dangerous than Trump. Imagine that. I just thought he was a horror, and I still think he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, different issues. I guess I would say there's no record that he's ever bothered any women who have not wanted it, as far as we know. But then I think if a woman looked at him, why would she want to have a person who, to me, looks like Lucifer, as he's been accused of looking like? He really does have a way about him that he looks evil. To me, he does. Cruz, I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. He does. And the beard hasn't helped. The beard hasn't helped.
No, it has not helped.
Now,
and he thinks he knows everything. He and Josh Hawley, the two insurrectionists, think they, because they have Ivy League degrees, they know everything and they're so smart. And I still hope they're both going to be indicted eventually by the Attorney General, because they need to be for their involvement on January 6th. But it'll take time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to read this to you, since we were talking about Trump and his indiscretions. They've at the CPAC made a golden statue of him.
That was obscene. Yes.
Now, this is what I posted on tweet. Am I the only one who sees the irony in a golden statue of Trump being paraded around CPAC, attended by conservative so-called religious politicians like the followers of Moses, manufacturing a golden calf while Moses was away at Mount Ararat seeking God's wisdom? I have already gotten 200 people that have passed that around.
They like it, I guess.
I guess they think I was right. Now, what do you think about having a golden...
It's disgusting. An organized religion should be out of politics.
Oh, absolutely.
And out of science. When people start to use religion instead of science, we're in real trouble. And therefore, this whole idea of opening up Texas already is insane, especially when Texas has 10% of the population. A lot of people travel into Texas and out of Texas. But I have a feeling our governor in Florida is going to do the same thing soon. He's going to have end more restrictions, and that's going to spread the virus at a time when we need to be very careful about how we deal with this. But it's just people don't want to be told they have responsibilities to others. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, they don't care about others. They only care about themselves, and they're too stupid to know they're in trouble.
Yes, and also this whole idea that you can have an Orthodox Jewish wedding with 10,000 people is insane, or having Christian churches opening up full scale, and that's freedom of religion? No, I don't think it is. I think it's a question of using your brains and not letting religion get to your head where you don't use your head and realize what you have to do in a time of a pandemic.
Now, I imagine that you would condemn a non-Orthodox Jewish wedding with 10,000 people as well as an Orthodox.
Of course. That wouldn't happen.
Well, I just wanted to make it clear that you have nothing against your Orthodox side of your church.
my faith. Well, because they are the Orthodox, and I think they're off on another planet, basically. I just don't think they're really on Earth sometimes. But all these people are overly religious. I just think that there's something really wrong, that people don't have the ability to reason and realize what's reality. That's just my thought on it.
Well, one of the things that I like to talk with you about, and one of the things I like to talk about on this show, is you have to use your mind, and you have to educate yourself, and you have to be critical. You can't just assume that everybody that doesn't agree with you is wrong, and everybody that does agree with you is right.
Of course not.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
And we've unfortunately gotten into those two buckets of junk, where my side is right, your side is wrong. And that doesn't hold true.
Well, I want to tell you, you might have heard last night that I wrote on Facebook, MSNBC was the number one cable station for news in January and February.
They I did see out. That, yeah.
And Rachel Maddow's show number is the one number one show on cable anything, not yeah. just news, anything, including HBO or anything.
Now,
do you imagine that?
Do you watch Rachel?
Yes.
We watch it every night, even when we don't want to watch news. And there have been several nights that we don't want to watch it. We do turn Rachel on because she, I don't know, she's a little different.
And Lawrence O'Donnell at 10 is right after his number yes. two show. And I think he's great. I love Lawrence O'Donnell also.
I like that both of them can kind of laugh at themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why I watch it.
I think it's wonderful MSNBC is getting its day in the sun because it's been attacked too much. And I think most of their people in the evening and even during the day, and it's NBC connected, I think they're great. They really are.
Well, now...
Doesn't make them perfect, though. Nothing is perfect, but they're damn good, you know?
Yeah, now, I often... When you win awards or notice like that, you're kind of in the crosshairs of everybody else. So
well, of course.
I hope they're careful. And I think Rachel will be. She... I think those two are pretty smart people, and they will avoid the mistakes that others have made.
And Fox News has dropped like 30% since the election and since the inauguration, and they deserve it because they've been spreading fake news. What they attack, they're spreading falsehoods even now about the election. And now tomorrow is supposed to be a day, according to QAnon believers, that the president, meaning Trump, is supposed to become president again, March 4th. Where did they get that reasoning from? Well, the original inaugurations through 1933 were March 4th, not January 20th.
Right.
So they have this theory that, they got this, that he's going to be inaugurated tomorrow. I wonder what's going to happen. They're going to have to be very careful at the U.S. Capitol and in D.C. tomorrow if there's going to be any trouble. We'll see what happens. But the point is that they're saying he's going to be, get this, the 19th president. I said, what?
What?
He's saying that he's right after President Grant, before President Hayes. What kind of craziness is this? This is nuts.
Yeah.
And they're wiping out numbers 19 to 40, including when he was in office, number 40, you know, when he was 45. This is absolutely crazy. But they do have this thought, and because it's not going to happen tomorrow, although there could be some trouble, I hope not, I wonder how they're going to react to this, to QAnon, when it doesn't work out, that he comes back as president tomorrow.
All right, I just got a notification that Biden signs off on the narrowing income limits for the stimulus checks. What do you think about that? It doesn't really tell me real fast.
I don't know what the limits are. I don't know. I can't answer because I don't know what it means. Wow.
The proposal would disqualify individuals earning more than $80,000. Well, I thought that was already in it.
But yeah, I thought so too.
I thought it was $75,000 to start with. But
I'll have to find out what it is. All these things happen while the show is on.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, and I don't have time to go back and.
We can discuss it next week. I hope by next week it's passed. It's supposed to be by the 14th because a lot of these assistance programs end on the 14th, so it's got to be done really by the end of next week.
It looks like it's going to be done, but let's talk about Mr. Manchin next door, the West Virginia senator.
Yeah.
Do you think he's trying to use his position to garner more power, or do you think he is principled in his ideas?
I don't think he has any principles. First of all, his daughter is crooked. You know, she's the one that owns the company that has the EpiPens, and it was a scandal.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
And Nina Tandon attacked him. I think Nina Tandon is wonderful. And she has a right to her views on Twitter. And, you know, everybody else does. But because this is a woman and she happens to be Asian American, and they're going after the minorities and women nominees, they're really picking on them, the Republicans, holding up the Health and Human Services Secretary, the Interior Secretary, you know, the Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra, if he gets in, is Hispanic, and the Interior Secretary is Native American. It's just so obvious. They seem to think that they can run a party that is mostly male and white and Christian, and that's enough, and that's not going to work.
Not anymore, it isn't.
And it's ridiculous, you know, and yet there's one-third of Jews that love them, too. I don't know why. You know, whether they're Orthodox Jews or just very, very wealthy people just want tax cuts. I don't understand it, but I've learned, as my son says, don't judge a group of people as people, because everybody's an individual. Yeah. So you can't say all Jews have to agree, all African Americans have to agree. I mean, we have African Americans who support Trump. We have Hispanics who support Trump. I don't understand it, but they do. So you can't stereotype or generalize.
Well, now,
Manchin is terrible, and I don't think that he had the right. You know, he can do what he's doing because of the 50-50 Senate.
Right.
And of course, if he was not there, we would have probably a more right-wing Republican in that state now, because they're very strongly Republican now.
But, they are.
But, you know, I just think that he is not really a Democrat, but we don't want to have him gone or go to the Republican side, so we have to bend to his will, but I think it's a power play a bit, yes.
I think it's a power play, too. I like the idea that we have Democrats that come from all sides of the spectrum. You know, he's a little bit to the right side, and we have a lot that are way to the left side. I like the fact that the Democrats are a huge tent.
Yes, and includes a gay cabinet member, yeah. Pete Buttigieg,
yeah.
Which is fine.
I love that. I'm still.
And he's great. It's an individual. Forget that he's gay. That's not important. I'm just mentioning it, you know.
Yeah, and he's from South Bend, Indiana, which is where I kind of one of my two hometowns.
Yes.
So, and I do like that. Yeah, I do still, and I know this is part of my prejudice. I still feel uncomfortable when they say his husband. It just doesn't
it's
sound
no
right.
Not in this day and age.
It isn't a big deal. It really doesn't bother me morally. What I'm just not used to hearing his
yeah.
husband.
There's some women that they have their wife, her wife. That happens too.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to point out that his husband is actually a great guy. He's a teacher. See. He's a really nice guy. And when he was running to try to be president, I actually said to some people, if he got in, his husband would be the third youngest spouse of a president.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well,
he'd be the same age as Jacqueline Kennedy would have, was when she came in at 31. Of course, it didn't happen. It was more a joke, but that he would be matching up with Jacqueline Kennedy.
That would be kind of, who would have better fashion sense? That would be the next question, right?
Yes.
Especially by ignorant people like myself.
And yet there's so many people that still want to discriminate against gays and transgender people. It's just sickening. It really is, you know?
Yeah, and I think I understand it. And like I told Scott earlier, I fight my prejudices every day. And one of my prejudices, there's a transgender woman that's on one of Biden's groups, and I can't remember who she is, but she's not a handsome woman. So I am
sorry. I forgot what you mean, yeah.
She was not a handsome man. So,
you see pictures of her when she was a man?
No, but I'm assuming that.
But I must say, a lot of these transgender women are actually beautiful.
Yeah, there have been. Yeah.
And I know it seems, maybe just in the, seems like there's more men that become women than the other way.
Maybe
I'm wrong, but it seems that way. You get that feeling?
Now that you say that, it seems that way, yeah.
And then, I must say, I don't have any prejudice, but I've always thought, in my mind, being a male, if I was born a male, why would I want to become a woman? I can't see the advantage.
I certainly wouldn't want to become a woman. They have a heck of a lot tougher job than you and I have.
I can't understand, but I'm not being critical. When you hear about children being that way, it sort of makes me wonder, how can they really know that when they're young? And I don't get it, but I'm not saying I believe in discrimination. I just have trouble understanding it. I have to
yeah,
admit.
And I think that's guys of our age, we struggle. We fight that. And that's the good point, that we're fighting it. We're fighting thinking, that's unusual.
Yeah, so you think it's unusual, but you don't discriminate because of that.
No, never would. I don't think I would ever discriminate against a person because of that. I would at least try. I am so proud that the United States has people from all genders, all races, all religions. I am proud of that.
Nationalities, yes.
Yeah, I am absolutely proud of that. Now, you know, one of the things that my father and I talked about when I was very young, because I had heard that the embryo is passed over by floods of chemicals that give them their, parts and Just, you know, and at some point, testosterone rolls over them.
Yeah.
And my guess is, and this was my guess back then, is that there are people that are covered with a lot of testosterone, so they're going to be boys. And some that are covered with more estrogen, they're going to be girls. And I know that was very simplified, but that was when I was like 14 years old. And, you know, there may be something to that now that I've gotten over. Maybe you don't have a choice. Maybe you're covered by 48% testosterone, and most people, you know, and that may have adjusted the way you see yourself. So I don't know. I hope that we can get to the point where all of us can say, that's a person. Not say that's a black person, not say that's a transgender person.
We've got a long way to go in that. But one thing I got to say, there's this debate about sports. Should a transgender woman be able to compete in women's sports when she was a man? That is a hot issue and a difficult one.
Well, you know, that's my background. So I'm in my heart, I say a transgender woman who was a male probably shouldn't be able to compete against, but then I kick myself in the head and say, no, that's stupid, because they've all undergone much chemical changes. I mean, they are all injected with, depending on which way they want to go, either testosterone or estrogen. And so that does, but now there's this lady who is, I'm not sure what sport she's in, but she is now being told she has to take testosterone reducing medicine because she has too much testosterone.
Which gives her an advantage in sports.
Yeah, but it's natural. Her body naturally has more testosterone. She's not injecting testosterone or anything. So is that legal? Is that right?
I don't know. It's such a complex issue.
It is.
Like 20 years ago, I never heard of transgender. Did you?
No, I had not.
With a few exceptions, there was, I can't remember her name.
A tennis player.
I'm trying to think of her name, though.
Yeah.
It was a male who became a female, and she was a great tennis player. That was one exception. But other than that, really, it was like, it was like one case, but suddenly we have kids 5 years old that feel that, you know, and 10 years old. And I'm just wondering about children and how should parents treat children. If you have a son who thinks he's a girl or a daughter who thinks she's a boy, what do you do?
I think you let them be what they think they are, because they may find out, a little boy may find out he loves dolls and he loves dresses and stuff like that. And then when he turns 14, he goes, oh, why was I like that? You know,
I think I noticed you hear about transgender murders. So many. It's usually men who become women that are the victims, not too often women who become men. And I think it's because guys pick up these attractive, in many cases, looking women,
and then
realize, oh my God, it's a guy, and they're furious, so they kill them. I think that's what happens.
I think that there might be something to that. I think I saw a movie about that, but
seldom is it the other way. I don't know why. You know, not very many cases of women becoming men, you know, being murdered, you know, or being attacked. Not much, you know.
Well, I wish we could do away with all that, too.
Seems like most of these murders are of people of minority background, not many whites, usually either African-American or Latino, which I find weird also. And I assume their murderers are probably their background and race, too. But I don't know. It's very strange, you know?
Yeah, it is strange.
I don't know how to explain it.
Well, now let's get on to back to politics.
It's a boring subject. I eat it up every day, my whole life.
Yeah.
You do.
Well, we're now up to over 300, I think, arrests on the January 6th thing. It sounds like they have thousands of suspects. How long is this going to go on, Dr. Feynman? It could go on for years and years and years.
It probably will be years because it takes time to get the case and then bring it to court and all that. But I think at some point they've got to look at the people in Congress who promoted this in some way, either by giving information or taking tours with people on the 4th and 5th, and they seem to think Lauren Boebert of Colorado might have done that, and maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia.
Our congressman has been accused of that.
And also your congressman, yes? Oh, my God. And I gather he's not running for the Senate seat, though. I was surprised.
He's not. I think he kind of chickened out on that.
I'm glad he's not, because imagine if he was in the Senate. Oh, my God. I guess he thinks he'll have trouble winning, so he'd rather keep his seat, which is gerrymandered. But I think these people need to be held accountable, and that includes Josh Hawley, who was arrogant yesterday when he was asking the FBI head, and somebody was saying the FBI head should be questioning him, not the other way around.
Did you watch that? It was quite interesting.
Yeah, and the man, he really thinks he's God's gift to everything. Josh Hawley really has a mental problem about how brilliant he is. He's like a thinner Ted Cruz. He doesn't have a beard, but they both have these egos that are just beyond belief. And this Josh Hawley, John Danforth, the former senator from Missouri, who had been a big backer of him, now repudiated him. And he was so shocked at how he acted. And I think this man has to go. He really needs to be removed and maybe thrown in prison. But it's going to take a lot of effort and time, and he's probably going to be seeking the White House in the next 4 years, and so is Cruz.
Well, what would he be thrown in prison for? Inciting the riot, or what?
I think so. Yes, I think he could be, but it would have to be a trial, of course. It's going to be hard, but I don't see how he could ever think he's going to be president, or that Cruz could be. But you never know in this country. It depends on who comes out and votes. And now the Republicans are coming up with tons of bills to make it harder for people to register and vote, which I think should not be so. And it's going to be a real problem in Georgia and Arizona and in Wisconsin and Missouri and other states, and it's just horrible.
How can our people fight all this voter suppression stuff? Or what are the tools that we have to stop that?
Well, publicity is one thing, but unfortunately, the Supreme Court looks like it's going to narrow the Voting Rights Act further, it seems, with the 6-3 court. So we're going back in many people's minds to the late 19th century Gilded Age. It's a disgrace, and I just hope that somehow we can overcome it. But 2022 is going to be a very difficult year. The party in the White House usually loses seats, and this time the Democrats cannot afford to lose any seats in the Senate and really only have the small vote lead in the House. So I'm worried that the Republicans could take it all back in 2022, and that's a real nightmare.
Well, they can't take the presidency back in 2022.
No, they cannot, but having people claiming that Joe Biden is not president. It's just, and meanwhile, he's been in office, 5 weeks or 6 weeks now?
Yeah.
6 weeks, I guess. And I think he's done a fantastic job, and he's taken all the kind of viewpoints and taken actions for such a short time that I think he's done a great job, and he comes across very competent and decent, and I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, I am too. Now,
and also Harris.
Now, the thing that happened yesterday really put fire, fuel on that fire, in that he said, now we're going to have all adult or have enough vaccine for all adults by the end of May.
If they want to take it, yes.
Yeah.
And that is wonderful. And, that's really a good sign. And, I just hope it all follows through, because, he's making statements. We hope it follows through. But it does mean likely in the fall people can go back to school and go back to restaurants and all that. But of course, in Texas, they're encouraging it right now when it's still in the middle of this pandemic, and I think it's terrible.
Well, it's still really up to the people. If the people decide they want to be smart and I've had my first shot. You've had your first or second?
Both. I've had both.
I've had both of them.
Yeah.
Once I have my second shot, I'll feel a little bit more comfortable, but I'm still going to wear my mask.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Hopefully by the fall, 6 months from now, I won't have to, but if I'm told, when I go in to teach that I have to, I'll wear it,
Yeah.
It depends, but hopefully most people will have been vaccinated by August, September, and that would be a wonderful thing. It would be great to get back to a sense of normality.
Well, the other problem with the vaccination, they still haven't gotten enough research to know, as far as I can tell, you can be get your second vaccination, wait the whatever it is, 1 or 2 weeks after that, and then supposedly you're completely vaccinated.
That's what they say, yes.
But they don't know whether you can pass the disease on one way or the other. You won't get sick, but you may be able to pass it along. So,
That's why my feeling is for the next 4 or 5 months, I'm going to still wear a mask everywhere. Yep. Hopefully by the fall, by August or September, it won't be necessary, But I do think it's still important to consider others, not just yourself.
Yeah, and so many people, one of the things I used to be really proud of Americans, I thought I was proud of Americans for this, is for being so unselfish, but I've found that I was completely wrong.
Yeah. I think people just think about what's good for them, and there's no patriotism, because all they care about, as long as I'm all right, screw everybody else. I'm sorry, there are a lot of people like that, and I know some.
And I wonder why it's been exaggerated, that feeling. What do you think it was Trump's presidency that may have exaggerated that?
Absolutely, Trump plus also people like DeSantis, our governor here in Florida, and also the South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, and these kind of people. The leaders promote the idea, you don't have to do it, and they were there at the wrong time. That's the kind of thing that makes people say, well, if the president or the governor says this, why do I have to do it,
Yeah.
So it's a shame that we didn't have Hillary Clinton there, because she would not have reacted this way to this crisis, and we would have been better prepared for it at the time it began.
Well, that's where we got the name snowflakes from, though, being so weak, right?
Yes.
I noticed I just got a message on my phone that I'm being asked for more money from the DNC. I must get 5 of these a day.
I do give contributions, but not every week and every day.
Yeah, we do too. But
I give to other groups. I give to different organizations like PBS, NPR, various environmental groups, various civil liberties groups like the ACLU, things like that. I'll give, but I don't give every month. For the Democratic Party, but I have supported them, yes.
I am so happy to hear that you give donations to PBS.
Absolutely, and also NPR, National Public Radio, they're great.
Yeah.
And they need our support,
I think as a radio guy for all my life, I find it absolutely imperative that the United States has a strong, free, honest public broadcasting, because we need to have a place we can go to where we know we will get only a truth and not opinion. And now NPR and PBS both have opinion shows, but they tell you they are.
Yeah, but the thing is, LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, was the one that got this through. And it's always the Republicans wanting to cut funding, so that makes us, the ordinary watcher or listener, have to do more of the work. But the point is, if they had their way, they would wipe out public radio and public TV, the Republicans. But the Democrats have always been strongly behind it. I'm proud of them for that.
Well, the Republicans continue to want to do away with it, right?
Yes, they keep on trying to cut. Of course, now they won't be able to as easily, but they keep on trying to cut back, yes.
Right, yeah. I
make it hard to love them, as you know.
Well, it's hard for you and I to love them. Now, I agree, and I think I've told you this before. I am fiscally kind of conservative.
Yeah.
And I think we have to be very careful of overspending. I don't...
We're a lot on defense waste. A lot of defense waste. Oh, my God.
We spend more than 45 other... The next 45 countries, we spend more than them.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Now... President Biden's talking about the next bill that he's going to have to use iron hammer on is infrastructure bill. And I heard something yesterday that I really thought was interesting. When Eisenhower was putting in the interstate program.
Interstate highways, yes.
Yeah, he required, one of the requirements in that bill is that every 5 miles there is a mile stretch of straight road. And you know why that was? It was because he wanted places, airplanes, could land in the time of a war in a place where they could land their airplanes if they had been shot.
Wow, yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
I'm going to look that up a little bit more, but I learned that online yesterday, so I'm not going to say that's the gospel, but I kind of believe the
same. I wasn't aware of that. Boy, we always learn new things about the present.
Yeah, yeah,
always,
we do. Well, what do you think? Do you think we're going in the right direction in general?
Yes, absolutely. But I am concerned that I wrote in my blog about Asian Americans coming under so much attack, and a lot of it due to Trump and his talk about the Chinese virus. You know, you know, he's really caused a lot of trouble for not only Chinese but all Asian Americans. And I wrote about it on February 28th about that. You know, that Asian Americans have always been victimized in the past, much more than we realize. And now they're facing it again, where they're being stabbed in New York City.
Yeah.
And I think 20 cases last year of being stabbed. Imagine that. And a couple people killed. And the year before, it was only 3 cases. And then California has it a lot, and other places. So it's really, it's terrible that we have this discrimination against any racial ethnic group.
Well, it's been on television where the older lady, I think it was shoved to the ground by a gentleman.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Now, I can understand former President Trump calling it the Asian flu the first time, because it came out of, supposedly came out of China. But once he realized that that offended a lot of people, he now does it to offend people, it seems like.
Yes, and actually, it's said by many that although it did begin in China, that our cases came from Europe, apparently, from people traveling. Supposedly, they came from Europe.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't say that, of course, because, you know, Europeans, at least the kind of Europeans he likes, who are blonde hair and blue eyes and from Northern and Western Europe, the old mentality that anybody from Southern Eastern Europe is inferior or anywhere else, I mean, that's because of his own background coming from Scotland and Germany, you know.
So,
it's just unbelievable that we have George Wallace on steroids with Donald Trump. We really do.
Yeah, the only good thing about George Wallace is...
he couldn't win.
I'm sorry?
He couldn't win. He could win 5 states, but he couldn't win the election.
Now, he was shot in...
That's later. That's 4 years later.
Yeah, I know it was. But he was
assassination. I wrote a chapter on it,
He was shot in a mall right behind my former house. When I was in the Army Field Band, I lived right next to that mall.
In Maryland? Really?
Yeah. Now, I wasn't there when he was shot.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Positive.
1972.
Yeah.
Where were you that day?
I had just left.
So you claim.
I left the Army in... January of 72.
Why is it that, even though I can't see your nose is getting longer like Pinocchio?
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Excuse me, I gotta move the microphone. It's in the way of my nose. Oh, man.
Oh, boy, that's even close to history there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. And I didn't know it, and well, obviously, because it happened after I left there.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did look at that place where he was shot and my old house when I visited with my wife later. But
one thing about that, after that incident, of course, he had many surgeries and he was paralyzed for life.
Yeah.
But he actually changed his views because of what had happened to him, and he apologized for his civil rights hatred. And he actually started to promote different views. He came back as governor and was actually, for Alabama, quote, more liberal, end quote. Not liberal, but compared to the Republican opponent. So, I mean, he did try to make up over time, but I don't think Donald Trump would ever make up for what he has said and done. He has no sense of guilt.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that someday he will see his errors, but right now he's... playing it all in spades. He's really now, do you think he's for real about running in 2024?
I would tend to doubt it.
And if he keeps implying that he might, that really is going to hurt the Republican running. The people won't want to run against him.
Yeah, but honestly, the people that want to run are all monstrous, so I actually hope none of them get anywhere. I would prefer Mitt Romney, imagine Mitt Romney coming back, or Ben Sasse, or Adam Kinzinger, or Liz Cheney, although I'm not a Cheney fan, at least they're decent and decent conservatives. I wouldn't vote for them, but I'm hoping one of those people who were heroic and coming out against him has a real chance. But right now, the Republican Party is just horrible, the choices they have.
I think we need a strong Republican Party, and unfortunately, yes. Right now, all we have is sycophants, it seems like.
Yeah, well, I think that it's going to come down to the party may go out of business if Trump doesn't get out of the way, you know, and because I think he's damaging. And for him to come and say that he'll run again and win a third time, he didn't win the first time except for Russian collusion, and he lost the popular vote, but he acts like he won. He lost the popular vote twice. He also had two impeachments. He also is a man who three Supreme Court appointments all went against him. I mean, and he also had the House go Democratic and then the Senate and even Georgia after. So what's so great about him? What's the winning, the winning strategy for this man?
Well, yeah, and there is no way he could run for a third term, is there, even with a break in between?
What do you mean a third term?
He can't run in two, he couldn't, oh, that's right, it's only a second term, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, my.
But it's a limit of two terms by election. He was trying to say he could be president like the Chinese leader for the rest of his life. My God.
Yeah,
he was implying. The man is delusional, and he lies. They were saying he had more lies in that one speech or more misconceptions than Joe Biden's had in the 6 weeks. He made some blunders, maybe, or something wasn't totally accurate. The man lies all the time. He doesn't know the difference anymore. But now, he has his followers there.
Now, I just did get another message, by the way, from CNN, that they have passed, or they have agreed, that the eligibility for the $1,400 is individuals that have not earned over $80,000, or a combined husband and wife who have not earned over $160,000. That seems a little high to me, but...
I think that's basically what it was supposed to be. I think it was 75-150.
I'll have to follow up on it
after this to see what this is all about.
Well, anyway, news is going on as we're speaking.
Well, in fact, the Senate supposedly today started a debate on the COVID-19 bill because it passed the House. And by the way, the $15 minimum wage, such a big deal is made out of it by Joe Manchin. Now, point is that $15 is not now. It would be in 2025. It would go up by stages. It's still 4 years away. Why is this such a big deal? It's not happening right now.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. Like, people can't live on $7.25 or $8 or $9. And I just don't understand it because you act like, oh, tomorrow it's going to be $15. No, it's 4 years from now. This is 2021. It's not 2025. So I don't understand why it's such a big deal. I really don't. And there's been no federal wage increase since, I think, 2009, I believe it was.
Right now, if you get the minimum wage, you will be making somewhere under $15,000 a year.
Yes.
If you got it and it's up to $15 per hour,
about $30,000.
So
that is not a
you're
wage.
Not, you're rich.
Maybe for one person, maybe, but probably not if you have to pay rent. But I mean, for a family, how could you? You know?
Yeah. It would be tough.
And also, the people who are waiters, they get what, $2.31 an hour and tips. How can you live like that? That should also go up. That's crazy.
I have never understood why people who make tips have to get a lower salary. I would rather give a lower tip and give them a good wage.
Also, they get abused by customers. A lot of customers are very nasty to waitresses, which is disgusting.
My daughter was a waitress at a fairly high-end restaurant for about a year, and she was shocked at how some of the really rich people wouldn't give her, you know, hardly any tip, you know. And she was a good waitress. She is one of those type of people that knows how to deal with people. But occasionally she would tell me about somebody that spent $1,000 on a dinner for four.
Oh my God.
And left her $10, you know, which
is... Oh, my God, that's terrible. If they can spend that much, they can afford a tip.
Well,
but this is the way it is. People who have, not all, but many of them are greedy, and they don't want to share.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why there's all kinds of people, and you know, that's why, even in politics, people that come across as aggressive or nasty, and unfortunately Andrew Cuomo does, it's hard to have sympathy for him.
Yeah, it is hard. Well, we're down to a minute and a half. Do you have anything that you have to get off your chest?
Well, it was off my chest, but I did write on my blog that this past week I hit 12 and a half views on my blog, and I hit 7,000 entries.
Wow. Cool.
1,000 entries, It's August 2008,
Make sure our listeners know where they can find your blog. What's it called?
ProgressiveProfessor.com, and also I'm on HistoryNewsNetwork.org under blogs, Ronald L. Feynman. So I keep on contributing every day to the Progressive Professor, not as often to the History News Network, but I've done 164 articles in a little over 5 years. I can't believe it because I didn't plan it, but I have done that, so I keep busy with that. And I'm also on the Sunday show on Sunday at 6 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, and on with you.
And you're a co-host on that.
And of course I teach, so I keep busy and out of trouble.
You do. You're a co-host on that that blog show, aren't you?
Well, three people, so I guess you'd say one of three hosts.
Tri-host.
Would be two.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to claim two, it's three.
Right.
Wayne Johnson and Gwendolyn Holden Barry. They're great.
Well, I hope it goes
you're
well
great.
For you. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to get out of here, so thank you so much, Dr. Feynman. We'll talk to you next week at the same time.
I look forward to it. Have a great week and stay safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. Feynman on with Progressive Life here on WWGH 107.1. And thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio.